Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Not just New York City workers, but all private company workers will have to get that vaccine under a new mandate just announced by Mayor de Blasio. You heard it live on Newsline.
One universal standard starting December 27th. We're going to be working with businesses all over the city, and that's almost 200,000 businesses that are not already covered by the Key to NYC guidelines right now.
Catherine Wild, president and CEO of the Partnership for New York City, the city's leading business organization, tells Newsline she found out about the mandate the same way you did, by listening to 1010 Winds.
Well, my reaction was to question why we wouldn't have had some consultation from City Hall about this plan. Clearly, it's very important that we have consistent policies and employers support vaccine policies, but federal, state, and city government all are taking a different approach.
And again, Catherine Wild there speaking with us just moments ago on Newsline. Now, other new rules today. If you were coming home from overseas, it doesn't matter if you're vaxxed or even boosted, you need to prove you have tested negative. 1010 Winds Newsline takes you next to JFK. Here's reporter Glenn Chuck.
Whether vaccinated or not, international travelers coming to America must get a negative COVID result on their tests the day before their flight. And this includes U.S. citizens. Now, Tom and his family feel this has all become way too stressful, but in their opinion, still necessary to travel safely.
Well, I can understand both sides of it. You know, I can understand people being concerned about going overboard, but I think the most important thing now is, because we don't understand the new variant, that we all need to be as safe as possible. And if the vaccine is working, it's a good idea, the vaccination. I wanted my family to be safe. My family has it. So that's our choice. And I think it's good for us to do.
Then there's the business aspect of all this. The airlines are hoping these new restrictions don't lead to a lot of people deciding to cancel their holiday travel plans. They'll get a better feel for that in the days ahead. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, here at JFK.
Okay, but the big announcement moments ago from Mayor de Blasio, a vaccine mandate for private employers in New York City. Let's go back to his briefing.
Private sector people coming back to work in January, and I know that there's been some concern expressed by the business community about their, you know, the number of people who want to come back because they like telecommuting, et cetera. Are you afraid that these new mandates, especially in the finance sector and in the tech sector, which have been the fastest growing parts of New York City, are you afraid that this is going to slow down their return to the offices, which could affect, you know, other small businesses, et cetera, in the city?
It's an important question, Marcia, and I'll tell you, I actually feel very good about what the impact will be. I'll tell you why. Because I've heard from so many business leaders, including in those sectors like finance and tech, that the best thing for them is for the government to lead the way. Well, we did lead the way with the approach to our own employees has been incredibly successful. We led the way with the Key to NYC, reaching with the indoor dining, with the indoor entertainment, showing the larger private sector that in those parts of our economy, it could really work for everyone, and it has. And a lot of them recognize that. But it's always better for the private sector if the government sets a single universal standard. So they don't have to have the reality with their employees of saying, hey, this is something we're going to do on our own. This is what a lot have actually asked for in the private sector. One standard that applies to everyone. I think you're going to see a lot of people embrace it. You're going to see a lot of people make the decision it's time to get vaccinated. There's also obviously many, many people are vaccinated. So for them, you know, they're coming back to the office. They're already vaccinated. That's done. So I really think we're going to see this actually help ultimately, just like you heard when it comes to any other business environment. If people know where they go is going to be safe, it actually encourages them to come back to the office.
Our next question goes to Juliet with 1010 Winds.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Mayor, and everybody on the call. So I guess my question is, how do you plan on enforcing this with private business? Will there be reports that they have to submit, or will inspectors go to the office? How does that work?
So, Juliet, we're going to work with the different business communities between now and December 15th to put together those protocols. We'll publish them on December 15th, so still well before the mandate takes effect, December 27th. And look, we have a really impressive body of knowledge now from the Key to NYC. There was a lot of dialogue with the business community in advance. We figured out ways to improve the approach to educating, providing support. We're going to have that call center for any concerns. You know, we're going to work with people. The goal, of course, is to just get them there in a way that works for them. And really, we found with Key to NYC, overwhelmingly, it's gone smoothly. So we'll work that through. We'll put that on December 15th. But I feel we've got a lot of evidence now that this approach will work.
Mayor de Blasio there at his briefing being questioned, as usual, by our own Juliet Papa. Leaders of the women's rights movement joined forces in Manhattan today to call for reproductive justice, warning about the dangers if the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down a woman's right to an abortion. Here's our Roger Stern.
Democratic Representative Carolyn Maloney commenting on the array of states that are challenging a woman's right to choose.
They're no longer chipping away at our rights. They are bulldozing them into the ground.
A week ago, the Supreme Court heard arguments about a Mississippi law that forbids abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. That's sooner than the current legal standard of fetal viability outside the womb, about 24 weeks. Feminist icon Gloria Steinem.
If we cannot control our own bodies, women and men, there is no democracy.
They gathered outside the Manhattan Planned Parenthood Center, which is treating women from Texas and other states that are restricting abortions. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in NoHo.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.